Hey everybody, this is Tony with the Stranger Things podcast, and this is a special presentation. Stay tuned. Stranger Things is a show that can get very dark at times, and with season 4 of the show being the darkest to date, I think it was a great idea to bring in a comic relief like Argyle to lighten the mood and balance out the darkest moments of the show. Argyle was a pivotal part of Stranger Things in its 4th season, not only showing up as a comic relief, but actually moving the plot forward in many ways. Whether it was being the voice of reason, providing a bit of a sounding board for Jonathan, or actually providing the salt for Elle's sensory tub, which ultimately led to the semi-defeat of Vecna. And let's not forget about Argyle actually helping to find Project Nina. I mean, even in his last act on the show, he brought together Eleven and Mike via pineapple pizza. And although he fits squarely in with the 1980s stereotype of surfer stoner, he was so much more. And well, this one's for you, Argyle.
What do you think, buyers?
Call it a weeder. You get it, man? Like a feeder? Weeder.
Clever.
Hey, where are you going, man?
Look, I'm just trying to turn that frown upside down, man.
Yeah.
Okay, come on, man. What are you gonna be moping around all break or what?
Not moping.
You're moping.
Really?
Mopey dick.
Wow, that's clever.
Okay, is this because your girl's ditching you?
What? Nancy's not ditching me.
Oh, so she's coming now?
No.
So she's ditching you.
Dude, no, she's not ditching me.
She has to work.
Who the hell works over spring break, man?
Nancy! Nancy does!
It just doesn't make any sense, dude. Okay, let me sift through this mess. Nancy is the supposed love of your life. In fact, you're so smitten that you have this grand plan to go to some fancy schmancy college, aka money pit, together.
And yet, he's so nervous about this acceptance letter, he doesn't have time to visit the number one most desired girl in Hawkins?
That hasn't passed the smell test, ma'am. In fact, it stinks to high heaven.
Woo!
Look, you're a good boy, okay? You've been a good boy, man. And I think it's way past due you give that right hand of yours a vacation and get you some well-deserved hanky-panky.
Okay, First of all, Fred, I'm going to try to forget that you said any of that. It's...
gross, dude.
It's natural.
That's a rad shirt, man. Ocean Pacific?
Oh, hey, Mike, this is, my friend Argo.
Oh, hey.
Oh, no. No, it's a shitty knockoff. Yeah. But don't sweat it, man. I'll get you the good threads out of here. I heard a lot about your sister.
Okay, should we go?
Yeah, this is kind of awkward, man.
Yeah, so awkward.
We are really garbage, Ocean Pacific.
No, that's the purple palm tree delight working its magic, my man. Makes your troubles float away like the seed pods of a dandelion flowing in the wind.
No, that's not it. Hey, if I show you something, you wouldn't tell anyone, right?
What would I tell? You're my only friend, Jonathan. What's that?
It's an acceptance letter to Lenora Community.
That's where I'm going.
I know.
But you're going to Emerson with Nancy.
No, I'm not. She just doesn't know it yet.
Wait, hold on. What is going on?
Like, I can't leave my mom and my brother to chase a dream that isn't mine.
You're dead, man. You are so dead.
What was I supposed to do?
Not lie.
Not lie.
Yeah.
Not lie.
Yeah.
So I just tell her the truth.
Yes.
No, because if I told her the truth, then she'd just throw her dreams out the window to come out here and be with me. And I can't take that. Like, you know, like this huge knot of resentment would build like some cancer. Until eventually, she hates me. And then before you know it, we're just like my mom and dad. We're divorced. My kids hate me.
Shit!
Yeah, shit! I mean, it's all shit. Oh, the cycle never ends.
Yeah, man, your nightmare cycle. You want it to stop, but what is your approach here, man? To just slow motion break up with Nancy?
I guess.
No, man!
I know. I don't know what to do.
Palm tree to light, that's what you gotta do.
Palm tree to light?
Go. Andale.
Really?
Andale, arriba. Let's go.
Right, okay.
Go. Backpack, the back of the van. Go! Stop! Got me stressed out. It's not even my girlfriend.
I know this may be, like, upsetting and shit, but that future prom queen is gonna be fine. I mean, it was just like rubber weevils.
Plastic.
Oh.
Not like hard plastic, just the soft kind. Mm,
totally. But you ever wonder why the wheels aren't wood, man? Or metal? That's so people don't get hurt when they get smacked.
Oh.
Yeah, because it happens more than you think, man. Roller skate attacks.
Man. Hey, at least it wasn't an ice skate.
That nose would have been sliced clean off.
Ah!
It could have been so much worse.
So much worse. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, just a little blip.
That's a funny word, man.
Blip.
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 Blip. So do Eskimos like still live in igloos, or are they like fully blown, like living in the suburbs now?
Who is this?
So, Jonathan, this means you're gonna have to, you know, take charge while I'm gone.
Wait. What? What's going on?
Your mom's going to Alaska.
You're going to Alaska?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on in Alaska?
The Britannicas are there.
The Britannicas?
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan, what is wrong with you?
I don't think I know what's wrong with them. We just had a super stressful day.
Stress, huh?
This girl got smacked in the head today at the roller rink.
Smacked?
Yeah, it was one of those vicious skate attacks.
Skate attack?
Yeah, but it wasn't like an ice skate. It was a plastic skate.
No, it was like rubber.
Rubber.
You know what? I'm not sure. Anyway, she looked like she's gonna be fine.
She's totally fine.
She didn't look fine.
Al, aren't you gonna finish your... what? What's going on, you guys?
Okay, I sense tension. Is it the risotto? Everyone hates the risotto.
Absolutely not. Mm-mm. No, it's incredible.
This risotto is smacking, dude.
Still have no idea who he is.
Myers, man, having a party not inviting me, man, that's not cool.
That is so not cool, man.
Stop the car!
Go, go, go,
what the hell
go.
Is going on?
Yeah, real blood, man?
Drive!
Okay, all right. But, oh, my God, why is that guy on the gun?
Drive!
Oh, yeah!
You gotta get us to St. Mary's!
I don't think praying's gonna help that dude, man!
No, you idiot! St. Mary's Hospital!
What?
No, no, we're gonna get you to the hospital!
You need to warn me. Owens.
So, Owens, okay.
Good girl. She's in danger.
Okay, how do we find Owens?
Nina.
Who's Nina? Who's Nina?
Spawn. Okay.
Oh,
Nina.
Shit.
There's a number.
Number.
Just give it.
Call this Nina.
Grab a magazine or something. Will, get something.
Get something.
Oh, he's really playing. Right here.
Wait, the number.
Hey.
Look at me.
Hey.
Hold on.
Come on.
Oh, shit.
Hey.
Yo. Wait.
Why is it so quiet back there, huh? Yo, is he dead? Jesus, man. Huh? Talk to me! Shit!
We should get off the road.
Oh, God. Argyle, get off the road! Now!
Shit, he's dead, isn't he?
No, this is bad.
This is real bad.
Get off the road!
Okay. Oh, man. Okay, this is so messed up.
Okay.
Oh, yo, dude's probably got, like, a family and kids and all that shit. I think we gotta go to the cops with this one, man. We gotta lay it all on him, okay? The whole shebang about the superpower door for the bad government dudes, the upside-down dimension planet thing?
No!
What? Listen, the bad government dudes are after your super girlfriend, right? Right! Okay, so maybe the cops can help us find out where she is, because they're gonna kill her, man. And if they kill her, they're gonna kill
hey.
Us. Actually, they might kill us before they kill her. I don't know, man.
Argyle.
Actually, I don't know what order Argyle. They want
to
go.
They're gonna kill
listen
us.
Listen to me.
Hey, meeny, miny, mo, shoot him. I don't even know.
Listen.
What? Look, I think we can figure this out, okay? We just gotta open our minds.
Open our minds? There's an open grave in front of me, man. Hey, you want me to open my mind?
Hey, dude.
What are you talking about?
Dude, hey.
Just relax, okay? Why don't you just go to the van and do your thing? Huh?
Purple Laundry Delight.
Right. Right.
It's all worn off.
It's just worn off.
I'm all emotional.
You're emotional.
Okay. I'm sorry.
You're fine.
Jonathan.
Yeah?
More weed? Is that really a good idea right now?
Have you got a better idea to keep him calm? Let's just get this done. Hey, does anybody know the dead dude's name?
What?
The dead dude.
I'm making him a headstone.
And you do realize we spent all morning hiding the body.
Well, I'll just write, here lies unknown hero agent man. Yeah, saved. Argyle, Jonathan, Will, and Mike from certain death.
You're gonna write our names on the pizza box.
They're pretty common names.
Okay, dude. Dear thing. Jesus Christ.
Come on, man.
That's his pen.
What?
Unknown hero agent man. That's the pen he gave me right before he died.
Shit.
Why would he give me a pen that didn't work?
Come on. Hey, man, I'm using that. What are you doing? Something fell out of that pen, man.
What is it? It's the number. We've had it this whole time.
They got his digits, man.
The only hacker that I know lives in Utah.
In Utah?
Salt Lake City, to be specific.
Oh, my God.
What? Why, oh, my God?
Turn around. Look at what you see. never-ending story. That scared the shit out of me. The Nothing Man, that's some proper existential shit right there, dude.
You can't be serious. Well, if we take the I-15 north, we'll get there by morning.
Oh, you're being serious.
I know it sounds insane, but Susie saved the world last year. And maybe she can save it again.
Oh, I can't feel my butt. Can't feel my butt. You guys feel your butts?
I can feel my butt.
Everyone needs to be on their best behavior, okay?
Okay, why are you looking at me when you say that?
Wow, I did it.
They're just really religious.
Yeah, and I'm like super spiritual, dude.
Yeah, I think they're spiritual too, just in a different way.
You make another escape, I'm getting father. Who the hell are you?
Argyle. And you are?
Eden.
Like the garden.
Wow. Hey, we're looking for Susie. Do you know where she is?
Third floor, second door on your left. You see her, you make sure to give that selfish little four-eyed shit a nice little shove for me.
Absolutely. Eden, I will shove her for you. I will do anything for you.
But we're gonna need help. And I mean a lot of help.
All right. My dudes. Hey, look. Give me the music, make me jump around. Holy shit, dude. Check it out. I didn't know they expanded into Nevada. Watch out, dominoes. Your dominoes are gonna fall. Are you there already?
Already? It's been 9 hours.
It's gotta be around here somewhere.
What exactly are we looking for here, my dudes?
Some sort of facility.
Fence, a building.
Or any signs of life would be nice.
Since when did we decide Nino is a physical building and not a small woman? Sounds like a small woman to me.
It's not a small woman.
Small woman out in this desert would be hard to see.
How is he still high?
You sure you got your measurements right?
Yes, they're right.
You're 100% right?
Yes.
Maybe the latitude and longitude are wrong.
Are you really questioning Susie right now? She's a genius, Jonathan.
Even geniuses make mistakes.
Well, she didn't.
If that small woman is small enough, she could fit behind a small tree.
Nina! Nina! Nina? Nina!
Holy macaroni.
All right, you just go straight down. Like straight, straight.
Right on the money, as I said.
It just doesn't make sense.
Yo, dude! My dude!
Jesus Christ.
Come check this shit out!
What is it?
You gotta see it to believe it, my dudes! Come on, hurry! Let's go, let's go, let's go! Pronto!
Okay, so no small woman named Nina, but you said any signs of life, am I right?
Right.
Well, these are no regular tire tracks, bro chachos. I mean, look at the tread on these monsters. They're fatties, and you know what that means.
Military.
We gotta go.
Hey, dudes. Ask them if we can ride in the baggage compartment.
The baggage compartment?
We'd suffocate.
Dogs ride in there all the time, man. They don't suffocate.
Jesus Christ.
Holy shit.
I have a way. A way to protect Max. From here. This is Max. When one attacks, he will be in her mind. But I can do that too. I went into Mama's mind, into Billy's. I can go into Max's. She can carry me to Vecna. I can piggyback. I can protect her from one, fight him from here.
Mind fight, righteous.
Wait, so you actually think this can work?
A bathtub would help.
Yeah, gotta be clean to enter the mind.
What? No, it's a sensory deprivation tank. It helps her calm down and focus on her powers.
Wait, we just passed a motel.
Yeah, but they won't have enough salt.
Well, how much salt are we talking here, my dudes?
Well, it depends on the size of the tub, but a lot.
Does 600 pounds suffice?
You know a place that has 600 pounds of salt?
Yep. Yep. It'll work.
What will work?
I know of a magical place that has all you need, my brave little superpowered friend. That mind fight is on. Come on, vamonos, let's go, pronto.
You gotta be shitting me.
Trust me on this one, my dudes. Sure shot, my dude.
Whoa. Nice shirt, my dude.
Thanks, my dude.
Listen, I would love to feed a fellow surfer boy, but kitchen closed like 5 minutes ago, so no more pies tonight, man.
Oh, that's all right, my dude. We're not here for your tasty pies. You see this weird girl behind me? She needs a tub with a bunch of salt so we can enhance her psychic powers so she can save the world from the super bad dude. But to make this salty tub, we require your kitchen.
Well, it's just supposed to meet Jazz at Taco Bell in like 10, so.
My dude, we're not asking you to help for free. You ever partake in purple palm tree delight? It'll make all your troubles float away like the seed pods of a dandelion in the wind.
Ever mind fight held in a pizza dough freezer. Pretty rad, right?
Mike.
Yeah?
I missed you.
Yeah. Yeah, I missed you too. You know, the last few days I've had to think about the last talk we had. You know, before the cops and the whole world went to shit and everything. I wanted to say that.
Surf's up, Romeo. Ugh. Too much flavor awesomeness can't overpower your battery, can it?
Dude, this is pineapple.
Try before you deny.
Club.
It's good? What do you mean it's good?
Really good.
What? That's insane. That's blasphemous. Putting fruit on pizza? No, I didn't try it. No, I obviously didn't try it. Stop. Enough. I'm not enough. Pass the Dutch on the left hand side. Pass the Dutch on the left hand side. It's a go bun. Give me the music, make me jump down. It's a go bun. Give me the music, make me jump down.
It is now 7:06. You have exactly 8 hours and 54 minutes to ponder the error of your ways. Any questions?
Yeah. Does Barry Manilow know that you raid his wardrobe?
A brain, a beauty, a jock, a rebel, and a recluse.
I can't believe this is really happening to me.
Before this day is over, they'll break the rules.
Chicks cannot hold a smoke. That's what it is.
Bare their souls.
I'm a nymphomaniac.
Are your parents aware of this?
Take some chances.
Being bad feels pretty good. Huh?
And touch each other in a way they never dreamed possible.
Why'd you do that?
Because I knew you wouldn't.
The Breakfast Club. They only met once.
I don't want to be alone anymore.
but it changed their lives forever.
Man, I consider you guys my friends. I'm not wrong, am I?
Universal Pictures presents Emilio Estevez, Paul Gleason, Anthony Michael Hall, Judd Nelson, Molly Ringwald, and Ally Sheedy in a John Hughes film.
Why are you so nice to me? Because you're letting me.
The Breakfast Club.